and handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 30th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headline this morning has to do with the caravan of illegal aliens arriving at the American border at Tijuana, Mexico. There's images, both stills and video, of these people, some of the more athletic youngsters, I might say, climbing to the top of this wall and waving and smiling, but not getting down to the United States side because they would be immediately arrested. That's that news. Prepper tip of the day.
New Bridger 1022.
We have a couple of things here. And first of all, Grainger.com. Grainger is an excellent source of all kinds of things that would need to be the home, farm, and ranch. It's Grainger, Grainger.com. Excellent resource. They have warehouses all over the country. You may want to open an account with them. The other resource is the go-to resource for anything manufactured basically on the planet. That would be thomasnett.com. Thomasnett.com. Used to be hardbound books that took up about 6 feet of shelf space. Large green books that got to be too burdensome and too expensive. They list 650,000 manufacturers, distributors, and service companies, indexed by 67,000 product and service categories. They also have at their website, listen to this, 20 million CAD drawings, CAD, computer-assisted drawings. it's a massive resource. Anything from safety pins to Boeing 747s. You'll find listed for sale there by the manufacturer and distributors. That's your prepper tip of the day. Grainger.com and Thomasnett.com. We have patient waiting in agreement, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. This is Firearms Monday, and we will have a discussion about rifle, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, firearms legislation, and the gun culture. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. You know, it never fails. You have that one Monday morning a month that exactly as you're giving me the introduction and everything, someone decides to call.
Uh-huh. Well, that's early. You're on mountain time there, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's just now 7 o'clock.
Right, right. Well, and, that's early for a business call. But
it was an old Coast Guard friend of mine checking on me.
Okay.
So, our firearms tip of Monday.
Okay.
This one came from one of our customers that, like I've told you before, along and our listeners quite often, a real large majority of our customers become our friends, and I like that. But this young man works with one of the pipeline crews, and he's from Louisiana, and his company got rehired to continue a project up here. And even though where he's working now is 75 miles south of us, he had Sunday off this time, and he called us and drove all the way up and spent most of the morning and into the, most of the day just visiting with us and seeing how we were doing and everything else. Phenomenal young man. And I love our customers, man. They extend our family. And my daughter, she loves them too and everything, but she's reminded me a couple of times that she is first in the will. And so I assured her that that's right where it'll be. But, yeah, we've got some phenomenal, phenomenal customers. And a couple of our listeners from the radio this weekend, we sent them some pictures of a few things. They're thinking about some new rifle bills and everything. So helping them make a choice on that. But all in all, it was an excellent weekend and a pretty good last week. And our firearms tip of the day for the week is this, and this comes up, thank you, Brian, for talking about it with us. If you're thinking about replacing one of your favorite old rifles, and in this particular case, it was a tube-fed Winchester lever gun, and now, mind you, he's from Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen, entirely different atmosphere than out here in the Southwest. We're dry as far as humidity goes. Our average humidity here runs between 8% and 14%. When it gets over 65%, the swamp coolers that most people use for cooling the house don't work. We were discussing this rifle that he had, and he was talking to me about replacing it, maybe getting another rifle or something. And we started talking about it, and I picked up really early on into it, I suspected, and then pretty much I think I verified what the problem is, and he's going to check it before he makes an investment. But, ladies and gentlemen, before you replace that rifle, find out if it's really ever had a really thorough, deep cleaning on it. If you've never torn the rifle down to what myself, I think I've heard John occasionally refer to it, but my standard phrase is parade rest, which is when the rifle is taken down as far as humanly possible by the operator without requiring special tools or jigs to put it back together. The reason I say that, there are a few manufacturers that the bolts on their guns can be taken apart, but in order to properly realign them, you have to have some special tools. Otherwise, it's a hit and miss. And the problem with this particular rifle was when he was back home on his honey-do list, this little Winchester would ride with him around in the pickup and everything. They just bought a new, larger piece of property out there. And he said there was a badger on the back side of the property that was just digging into one area that they were planning on putting a pond in. It was going to be a natural catch, natural feed pond from a spring back there, and or actually a spring-fed creek. And since he's a heavy equipment operator, it was going to be a piece of cake for him. And ladies and gentlemen, if you ever had a pond or considered of putting an ornamental pond in your yard or doing some landscaping to have a pond or source of water, your largest enemy that you could ever have, period, is a badger. Because a badger can dig the London to France tunnel into your pond in about 4 minutes and drain it. I know of an individual out here, John, that has got a, I think it's in the, somewhere in the neighborhood, when this thing's at capacity, it's called a catch tank. Some people, you'll hear them in Westerns and everything, called a trick tank. What it is, there'll be a low part in a gully or something that the rancher will go across there and build a dam.
Right.
And people will not understand it at all because there's not the closest sign of water. But this particular area, in a heavy rain, that's where all the water runs to.
Right.
And they'll build a dam up there, and they'll put a 3 or 4 inch layer of clay across that with a manure spreader, just slinging it out there, not packing it or nothing. And it will become a natural, what they call trick tank, because in a heavy rain, it'll capture the water and keep it. Or it may, you know, some of them may keep it only for a week to 10 days, and some of them may keep it up to a couple of months, depending. And he had one that they had put in probably 50 years ago, he said. His dad and grandfather had done it, and it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 850,000 gallon catch tank. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking pretty good size. About a quarter of an acre. And he said that they were driving out that area one day and around a turn in the road and started to dip down into the bottom, and the normal dry arroyo that they go across was flowing with water about 8 inches deep. And he scratched his head for a little bit, and they went ahead and drove across and went on back. A badger, John, one single badger. And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is the badger is omnivorous. It'll eat anything, plant or animal. And one of their favorite snacks in the afternoon is brown squirrels. These little bitty, they look just like a tree squirrel, but they're little bitty, and they burrow holes about the size of a golf ball everywhere. And that's a favorite snack of badgers. Well, they're... Uh-huh. They'll make their little holes all along places like this, ladies and gentlemen. And that badger saw one. And he started tunneling after it. And he dug a 12-inch hole about 8 feet through this earthen dam and ran into the pond. And it drained that tank. And so Brian's out there in the back part of his country and everything looking around. And here's a badger right where they're doing this, and he pulled out the little Winchester chambered in 22 Magnum, leveled down on him, shot the badger, went to put another round in. Badger was still kind of fuzzy, so he went to put a second round in it, and it goes click. And with a lever action gun, ladies and gentlemen, when you operate the lever, a bolt comes back, and as it's coming back, it's drawing the next round out of the tubular magazine that's in front of it, ejects the other round, gets the end of the stroke, tilts up the round that it just pulled from the magazine, and as you close the lever, it pushes that round into the chamber, and you're ready to go for the next shot. This one had failed to pick up a round, and he jacked it 3 or 4 or 5 times, which is the normal operating procedure, and it loaded up, and he was fine. And figured it out right off the bat that in all the years of cleaning his guns and everything, he had never cleaned the tubular magazine on that gun, John.
Uh-huh. So they had all kinds of lint and dust and no telling what all in there.
Oh, yeah. Cat fur, anything that you can think of, ladies and gentlemen, because when you load a tubular magazine, depending if you're loading it from the front, like this particular model does, or if it's an older style that you take the plug out of the buttstock and remove the tube and drop your rounds in and then put the tube back in, you're going to introduce, over time, dirt, lint, dust, spiders, I don't care. It's going to get in there over time. And that is, you and I have discussed several times that some of the major failure to feed problems is because of a dirty magazine. And discussed it with him, and he's going to look into it and see, because he was looking at another subject we're going to talk about here in a minute, replacing it with a new rifle. And I says, well, you know, no reason to buy a new rifle. All we have to have is an excuse. It's guys, you know. To do this first before retiring that one to be a pure safe queen. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know as well as I do, you'll have that old beater rifle. John's got one. I've got two or three. That when it comes to grabbing a simple rifle to go out and walk around the property or anything else with, that you know that you can trust no matter what, you're going to grab it and you're going to go, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a little 22 of some kind. Ruger 10/22, little lever Marlin, Winchester, lever gun, bolt gun, whatever. Cricket single shot, I don't care. You're going to grab that one, and that's going to be just instinct because it's part of you. You can throw it up. You don't even think about sight picture or anything. It's 100% natural shooting. And if you've got something that's that well and it starts giving you problem, it's time for a real deep, thorough cleaning. And Brian and Teresa were talking a bit about it, and I think I'm going to make an attempt to make a parade rest cleaning guide for older type weapons like that and get it up on the webpage someplace. Because there are a few nuances that new members to the gun culture don't know. And it's sad to retire. We talk about it on Oops Kits, John. It's really sad to retire one of your favorite handguns or rifles simply because a spring broke. Or even worse, a screw falls out. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that your most favorite, your most accurate rifle that you've owned forever quits functioning because when you were cleaning it, a pen about the size of a pencil lead falls out onto the carpet and you can't find it, and the gun is now inoperable? Sad. And we've ran into a few of those, John, over time. I know you have.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and I've seen some real horrendous repairs where people have taken common hardware store screws and nuts to repair a firearm, and it's pretty funny and pretty sad both.
Yes, one thing to remember, ladies and gentlemen, and this is gospel. This is in the second book of Uncle Jimmy's. And that is, never assume that any gun has a common thread screw in it. It may look like a 10/22 screw, which means 10 is the size, 22 is the number of threads per inch, TPI, or you'll hear some people call it thread pitch. It may look like a common 10/32 screw, but I can guarantee you, I've got taps out there, John, for 10/36s, for 10/38s. I've got one for a 10/33.
How about that? We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient, and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of April, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Got a question or comment? Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, John. As I was talking about Brian earlier, I mentioned that in talking about his little lever gun and everything, he was considering replacing it with a new one. And your and mine, and probably I would say close to 70, I'd be interested in seeing what your percentage is, percent of the gun cultures has owned or does own a Ruger 10/22 in one format or the other. And by that, when I say format, ladies and gentlemen, I mean box stock, regular wooden, Monte Carlo stock, out to custom barrels, custom stocks, custom everything to them.
Let me interrupt you. At the Ruger website, yep. They offer, it's it's a huge number from the factory variations to something like 50 or 70 different variations of the 1022 from the factory. Aftermarket right. accessories would make quite a list of possibilities with the 1022. I think at the moment I only own two 1022s. It may be three. It's at least two or three.
Mm-hmm. I know Teresa and I have three, my, hers, and Amanda's. And but the now this is something that I did not know until I was looking at this article. But the largest, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this. With all the things that I talk about on precision guns and the popularity of all the different shooting sports and everything else that are out there, the largest percentage of the aftermarket accessory market, i.e. Aftermarket replacement parts for guns, the largest chunk of that pie, John, is owned by 1022 accessories, period. It supersedes every other make, model, and manufacturer of guns out there.
It was a number of years. The 1022 was introduced, I think, in the mid-70s.
1973.
Yeah. It was a number of years before people came to realize the modular nature of that particular firearm. When I say modular, the fact, and it is a fact, that you can easily change out major components, especially remove the barrel from the receiver and put it back in the receiver without having to do any gunsmithing, such as work can be concerned about the headspace, for example. But once people and manufacturers figured out the modular nature of the 1022, which was probably in the early to mid-80s, it was off to the races, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The first manufacturer to offer replacement target barrels for the Ruger 1022 was Ruger itself, and it was 6 months after the rifle came on market because the ROTC teams, shooting teams, wanted to incorporate it into their as their service rifle for their shooting teams, and in order to do that, the diameter of the outside diameter of the barrel had to be increased slightly to meet with match rules. And so Ruger says, fine, we'll make a whole new barrel, same front sight configuration and everything else. It'll only be, you know, X diameter. And so Ruger offered its very first accessory within 6 months for its very own gun. And that's when the horses were let out of the barn, because it never stopped after that. And Ryan, I had just downloaded email and everything, and when he'd gotten here yesterday, and was looking over stuff, and I'd gotten a note from Cliff, and of course the subject line immediately stopped me. Whenever you see a subject line that says Ruger reinvents, you've got to stop and take a look at it. And Ruger has come out with a new model, 1022. And, John, when you look at this, I looked at it and started drooling. I'm like, I think I got to have one of these. But they have taken some of the more popular... Oh, bottom of that break.
We have a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of things there. You can spend a lot of time at my website. No sense getting in a hurry. If you need a private consultation or would like me to come to your community to do a presentation to your church group, your business, your organization, your family, just scroll down to the right side of my homepage under private professional consultations and keynote presentations. You'll see all the details of what it takes to get me to come to your community. It's a lot of fun, and I do several of these a year. I always look forward to them. Also, my website, you'll find Energy Cleaners for Sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where I mail them priority mail. If you have issues with back pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? You also need an Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. You can check out the details, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials at my website at thelibertyman.com. And keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most efficient, the safest way to make any purchase online. Once you get used to using PayPal, you really like it. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. Auto line only, 800-592-9543. So again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Jimmy, I would like to ask you something about our fundraiser that we're running there, that RBN's running with the front sight bonus. In your opinion, what do you think of that idea and your professional opinion of what goes on at front sight, just for the folks that might want to hear it from somebody else?
Well, as we've heard on the news from many different sources and everything over the last few works, and not saying this tongue-in-cheek, but I am a member of Front Sight. My wife and I do carry a lifetime membership there, ladies and gentlemen. My opinion, you may assume to be a bit biased, but my opinion is based on the fact that I'm a tightwad, and if I'm going to spend money, I'm going to make sure that I get the best bang for my buck, pun intended. Front Sight, ladies and gentlemen, was a dream by Dr. Piazza years and years ago to create the best training facility that he could in Nevada. Nevada was a great place to put it. Gun-friendly, pretty much neutral, everything you wanted. From their humble beginnings, ladies and gentlemen, to where they are now, they have done nothing but improve. The quality of training that you get there, you will not find anywhere else. When you're on the line in either the handgun course or nighttime shoot course, they've got those, which is, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that changes your whole perspective on shooting, is to not shoot in low light, i.e. a dim room, but let the sun go down, and you're shooting outside at targets in restricted light, sometimes even down into moonlight and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the training is absolutely second to none. The other aspect of it is that every single one of their instructors, if you've been to an Appleseed, they're Appleseed instructors on steroids, because each instructor teaches the exact same way as the instructor halfway down the line or five stations over. So you never, ever get contradicting information. They make sure that they have got instructors there that have all maladies that everybody runs into. Right-handed, left eye dominant. Left-handed, right eye dominant. That is the rarest of the combination. Of offsets. People with disabilities, unable to use, have full movement in limbs and stuff. You have instructors that are very, very familiar with that. Every single instructor is CPR certified, first aid certified, and they all carry an IFAC kit, which means an individual first aid kit that if there's from a scratch on the range to an unintentional discharge that draws a large amount of blood, they're ready. So, is it a great investment? Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got the money, do it. It is, John and Dan, it is the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen. And the funnest part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, and Dan, I think you said that you've been there before.
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, you're going to know this next statement I'm going to say and how fun it is. You may be on the line going through a set of training and everything, and the guy standing to your right is very attentive, and you chit-chat with him off and on between drills and instruction and stuff, and you get a break, and you're sitting down having a drink, and just chit-chat with him, and come to find out, you're sitting there shooting beside a guy that has come out to get more training, and he's a 25-year veteran of the FBI, or CIA, or another alphabet group, or even Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, both the funnest, in my opinion. They've got the weirdest sense of humor. And you never know who you're going to be standing next to, ladies and gentlemen. It may be a truck driver from Houston, Texas, and it may be Secret Service agents that are out there for a refresher course or to improve their training. Am I correct, Dan?
You are correct. Or a CEO of a multi-million-dollar corporation. It was amazing. And what I noticed... What I noticed was that old axiom that we've always heard, or that we've heard all our life, you don't know what you don't know. That hits you right between the eyes when you start reflecting on your first day on the range.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's so cute, and that is my wife's phrase, and I use it in with absolute compassion because to watch her. But it is so cute. About 20 minutes into a drill session or something like that, your brain finally catches up with what you're doing and goes, wow, we've been doing it wrong all these years.
Yep. Well, I just wanted you to reinforce what RBN's trying to do here, and by handing out those those commander memberships as a bonus for a donation to RBN. It doesn't get much sweeter than that.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Are you the individual that's handling that, or is it another one?
No, I'm doing it.
Okay, you're okay. I would like to, if you'll go to the webpage and drop me an email notice sometime. I got a couple of questions for you because I've got an idea that I would kind of like to extend this.
Sure.
But on a slightly stepped down level, just a little bit, to maybe catch some of the people that may not have been able to come up with the 500. So, but it was just something the wife and I've been toying with.
And how do I get a hold of it, Jimmy?
Email address, jimi@hdc-nm.com.
You said N as in Nancy?
NM. It's Hotel Delta Charlie - Nancy Mike .com.
Got it. Sure, I'll get a hold of you. No problem.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you pointing that out in your viewpoint. I mean, I know you guys are both in the firearms training, but I think it's a different. I don't think you guys really step on each other's toes. I mean, good grief, you're a front side member.
No. I am in what we offer is training, and what they offer is training. In comparison, we fall in the category somewhere between the index and the prologue compared to the quality of training they give. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll prep you for it. We'll get you down. We'll get your steady hold factors. We will build you up to where you're very confident in what you're doing. And then we send you guys off over to front sight, and you come back and you outshoot us, which... I love it when I have customers that do that. I love getting shown up by my customers because I'm an old fart, and I've got to train those below me because war is a young man's game. And the old men, we can run your support lines, we can do your training, we can keep you fed, but any of us running around on the battlefield the game trails and everything else trying to keep up with you, we're lost. We'll stay in camp.
I'm right there in the same boat with you, buddy.
We just wind up slowing you down.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate that, and we'll spread the word as much as we can.
We will, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, John, we're Desert Eagle Shooters are playing with an idea to extend Dan's program that he started a bit coming up after this one's over. That's May, what is it, the 5th is the last day that it'll be advertised.
And, I think that may be extended. I've heard a rumor that could be extended. We can't count on it, but I think it may be going that direction.
Well, what we're looking at and what I want to talk with Dan on and get the logistics portion of it, he's already done the groundwork for me, so why do I need to reinvent wheel? But get his logistics down for it, and what we're looking at is being able to offer, $500 for some people, ladies and gentlemen, that is an incredible offer that you're getting there. But coming up with that $500 for some folks is a little bit tight. And what Teresa and I kind of kicked around and everything is we're going to see if we can get a limited number of offers in there for folks that will cost a little bit less. But they will still get a lifetime membership at just a slightly lower package type deal. And but the main part is to prop up RBN and to just make things better, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll put it to you this way. You see what the news has got right now every morning. You just came through a long weekend that is just, if you do stay inside, or if you're trapped inside because of weather or something and you're not outside enjoying it with your family, and you keep track of everything that's going on, you're going to remain in a state of depression. Simply because that's the way the news media continue. They never give you happy news. Everything is always to keep you on edge and on not trusting someone. And your alternative to everything from gardening tips and, making colloidal silver generators on Saturday morning to fighting the IRS and everything on the Sunday evening. So think about that. Think about what you've got as an alternative to that and weigh accordingly. That's all I can say. But, Dan has started something good, and Teresa and I are going to see what we can do about, adding a little bit to it for them. And back to the subject that we were talking about, the 1022, at the top of the hour break, John, when you've got a minute, the one I want you to go look up, let me get the name absolutely correct, because I know that if I type it in wrong, I get something entirely different. But the name of the one I want you to look at is the new Ruger Target Light.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E, okay.
They've taken some of the most popular aftermarket items. And this is just based on simple facts, and they've incorporated them into a factory gun. And the whole stock, full bull target barrel, the stock on it, I just think it looks sexy. I'm sorry, that's the only way to describe it. It's one of those stocks that you look at it and go, yeah, I can handle that. Because the ergonomics of it, it's an ambidextrous, dry lips. It's an ambidextrous thumb hole Monte Carlo stock. Now, that's not a mouthful. By Monte Carlo, ladies and gentlemen, one of the attributes of a Monte Carlo stock is that it has normally on a wood stock, a carved, raised cheek rest on there. And it's kind of a half of a heart flowing design. You've seen them everywhere, and they make the gun just look beautiful. But this particular rifle, John, the foregrip I mean, the purchase on it looks like it's perfect. The stock on the rear, they've taken the standard ideas of a thumb hole stock, added the Monte Carlo cheek well rest to it. You can adjust the length of pull on the stock by adding or removing spacers to it. And they've also extended the depth of the stock on the back end with just some very simple woodworking techniques and the way they shaped it. And they have come up with something that I think is just absolutely gorgeous.
It's a beautiful rifle. I was looking at a picture of it. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of April. I'm visiting with Jimmy Jensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites DesertEagleShooters.com. Well, you're right, Jimmy. That's a very attractive rifle that Ruger's come out with. And
Yes, sir.
It's been about 2 or 3 months ago. I counted all the different models offered by the factory, and it was quite a number of different models. They certainly got a winner. I would love to see Ruger put the a corrected, properly engineered 10/22 calibered and 22 Magnum back on the market. that would, with all the options.
You and me both, sir.
Right. Well, there's a huge pent-up demand, and Ruger has to be aware of this. It was, of course, egg on the face when they got it wrong the first time 20 years ago. But that needs to happen, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. And amazingly enough, I was talking to a gentleman this over the weekend that never did send his back in on the recall and still has it. And it still shoots marvelously.
Well, and it's one of those things that some worked and some didn't. Well, the 17 caliber would be another logical extension of the 10/22, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it would. And I think the action in the frame has proven itself over the years that maybe with different metallurgy or something like that, or just a couple of components on there for strength factor is all that would be required. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as John was saying about anybody being able to work on this, the 10/22 barrel is not threaded into the action. It is actually clamped in by two Allen screws on the bottom, and the design of the wedge that actually holds it in place is quite unique because it's not as simple as it looks. And ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have a 10/22 that you have just bought and you go to the range and you're sighting it in and everybody's having fun with it, you sit down and take and have a bite of lunch, and everybody decides, okay, we're going to get into a little target shooting competition, and the first person that shoots is astonished at how off they can be on a cold bore shot, because the shot is about 3/4 of an inch high and about 3/4 inches to the left, and then every other shot after that is just one little ragged hole. And so the competition goes on, and they get the first round done, and everybody's congratulating each other and having a good time, and take a break, get some water, and go out. After about 20 or 30 minutes, sit down to do it again, and the next guy that starts up the competition takes the first shot, and it's 3/4 of an inch high and 3/4 inch to the left, and then every shot after that is dead on. After a while, everybody that's shooting starts noticing the pattern. At this distance...
That's right. We got a break there, Jimmy. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.